Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The first baseman, Andre Rogers. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Francis. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Earl Francis. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Zimmer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rogers is called out on strikes. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Verdon hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Skinner hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo strikes out. 1 out. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burkell hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Stewart hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ashburn is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Francis covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Zimmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Francis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Francis is hit by the pitch. Mazeroski moves to second. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Mazeroski moves to third. Francis moves to second. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mazeroski tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 2, Pirates, 2. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Francis. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Francis steals third. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rogers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skinner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogers for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Stewart moves to third. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stewart scores. Clemente moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski is walked intentionally. Earl Francis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Francis is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Francis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schofield moves to third. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schofield tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2. Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Clemente hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Skinner moves to third. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. Burgess is walked intentionally. Don Hoke batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hobby is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zimmer strikes out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mazeroski is called out on strikes. 1 out. Earl Francis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Francis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Francis is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dick Schofield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Altman reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Altman scores. It's 4-3, Pirates. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Santo reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's Cubs, 4, Pirates, 4. Roy Face now pitching. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertel strikes out. 1 out. Ed Bauschi pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is walked intentionally. Bob Will pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. Santo moves to third. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Will moves to second. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Andre Rogers now playing shortstop. Ed Bauschi now playing first base. Bob Anderson now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Skinner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skinner for the out. 2 outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with face covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 3 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoke is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Nelson pinch hits for Roy Face. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bausch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bausch hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Heist now playing center field. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Verdun is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Verdun takes first base on ball 4. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Skinner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verdun moves to third. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.